T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe.
Let's go, let's get it on. Oh, Peters!
Oh, we've got a fight. Thornton and Rabe are exchanging punches.
Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
WGR Sports Radio 550. We've got a loaded show for you. Lots going on at training camp. Craig's in absolute unbelievable spirits today. I came in ready to rock and roll. That's why I played Semi-Charm Life. So we're on WGR 550, as you all know, because you're tuning in. Millions and millions. Elliot Friedman at 11. I'm going to go backwards here. Elliot Friedman at 11. Dan Dunleavy at 10:30. Let's cut out the song and dance here, Riff. Let's cut through the crap and get right into it. I'm not even going to say good morning.
Oh, boy.
We had a chat. I've been holding this one in. I said I'm coming in hot. I got...
Wait for it.
No. I want to know. I said you can handle this however you want. You can tell me I'm stupid. You can say it's the stupidest thing. Well, yeah, I mean...
That will be enjoyable. Go ahead. Keep going.
And that has happened and probably will happen. Are we going for Pierre-Luc Dubois? He's asked out. Elliot said it. He wants out. Cat's out of the bag. He even signed the extension, but he wants out of Columbus. It's actually official.
I right now am shocked that that's what you were waiting for this morning. That was your big kaboom. That is ridiculous. I mean, I am, you know, what's more concerning is why is Pierre-Luc Dubois, who's only played, what, three seasons in the NHL or two seasons in the NHL? Why is he wanting out is the question. I mean, I'm confused with that.
Elliot Friedman was on NHL Network today, and I caught it, and he's coming on at 11. He's our Hockey Night in Canada insider. Actually, he had a very nice quote about us in the Instigator article written by John Vogel. Got to mention that. In fact, we'll talk about that a little later. Players used to say they don't read articles about themselves, but people in the media do. So not good. Not a good one. Not a good approach to the day here. I'm thinking why is that so stupid? He's unbelievable. Like, forget about why he wants
out. That's the whole reason. Like, he is.
Maybe he wants to get away from torts.
I can't wait. Like, I am really, really, really interested to know and figure out the reasonings why. Like, I know that he had a contract dispute this summer. He just signed a contract just, I think, like, maybe a week ago. Or
5 point what?
Five.
2 years, wasn't it?
Yeah, $5 million for 2 years, which is pretty good. Which is pretty good money. Maybe he was upset because they didn't want to sign him long term. I don't know. I just know that Pierre-Luc Dubois is a very, very, very good player.
Well, there's kind of a theme here, isn't it? Interesting though. Your boy Josh Anderson, kind of the same scenario. Ugly negotiation, then he wants out.
Yeah, I mean.
So he signed $5 million for 2 years.
Pierre-Luc Dubois is their future. He is going to be, he is already right now their number one center. He is their future. I'm shocked in a way to hear that Pierre-Luc Dubois, after this negotiation, has come out publicly and basically said that
I have to do a fact. I don't know if it was publicly, but it's out there that he was asked to be moved. Like, there's a tie to, yeah, like, we're getting ahead. There's a tie. And I said the other day, I said, he's going to be traded to Winnipeg for Line A. And guess what? Did anyone know that Dubois' dad works for the Manitoba Moose, which is the farm team of the Winnipeg Jets?
I did not know that.
You're learning a lot today.
A little asterisk beside the Dubois name. That being said, I mean, that's certainly interesting, Petey. Very, very interesting. You know, Pierre-Luc Dubois, if you're looking to make a move and a change, that would benefit both teams, I believe. Benefit both teams. I still, even though Patrick Laine has produced more offense, more points, more goals in his short career, just like Pierre-Luc Dubois. I am a big fan of the way Pierre-Luc Dubois plays the game. He's very young. I mean, so he just turned 22 years old. This is just a kid. He's played 3 years in the league right now. Well, he's 6'3", 218 pounds of skill.
I was waiting for you to do that. The height.
Oh, you don't give them away. You don't give them away. It's.
Well, listen. No, here it is. I'm not trying to interrupt you. I'm just trying to give you more facts as you keep going here. Think about this. Panarin's gone. Bobrovsky's gone. This, you know, pretty bad visual for Columbus. And Pierre-Luc Dubois also said he wanted to go to a bigger. It was at least reported that way. So.
Well, you know, when I hear that makes me cringe. That irritates me. I think that I'm going to tell you right now. I had a small cup of coffee in Columbus, and it is a beautiful city. It's a beautiful city, and you know, I think that they had great hockey fans when I was there. It's not been an organization that has built something like this is when I was there. This was 10 years ago. So when I was there, they were struggling to make the playoffs and, you know, trying, but just hadn't put it together yet. Columbus Blue Jackets are a very competitive team in the National Hockey League. And that's largely because of getting players like Pierre-Luc Dubois that was drafted third overall in the NHL draft in 2016. The first pick was Austin Matthews. The second pick was Patrick Laine, and the third pick was Pierre-Luc Dubois.
Weren't we at that draft?
We were at that draft because, it was here in Buffalo, correct?
Yeah, we did the show that day. We hosted the draft show. Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550. So answer my question one more time then. Will the Sabres make a call, Craig? You hear this news.
No.
You have – pardon?
No. Nope.
Okay. All right. I'll move on. I'll move on. What?
I'll tell you this, though, Petey. I will tell you this.
Good start.
Nelly, now that I sit here and I'm letting it all sink in and it's all, let me tell you something. If you are going to trade Pierre-Luc Dubois, listen to me. If you are going to trade Pierre-Luc Dubois, who is a very, and I mean very, very good player in the National Hockey League, you have to get something
massive return.
Here's the thing.
If he performs this year like he did in the playoffs last year, he's going to be a cap friendly deal for the next 2 years. Not his next contract, but this one at least.
Yeah, I guess my question to you is this: if you were Columbus, you know, making a phone call to Winnipeg or vice versa, which player right now has more clout in the league, Patrick Laine or Pierre-Luc Dubois?
Dubois.
Well, it's interesting. It's interesting that you say that because, for an example, Patrick Laine came in at the age of 18. In his first year at 18 years old, in 73 games, he had 36 goals, 64 points. He followed it up the next year with 44 goals, 70 points. Then he had an off season and only scored 30 that year and had 50 points. And then last year, he had 28 goals, 63 points in 68 games. This is Patrick Laine.
Yeah, I think Winnipeg would have to give a little bit more. I think Winnipeg, I don't think it would be a one for one. I said one for one the other day, but I don't think it's going to be one for one. I think it would have to be a little bit more. Now, here's why.
I think
Laine's a winger.
The exact opposite.
Really? Oh, wow.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, whoa. Laine is a winger. Sniper for sure. Opportunist. Yep. Hold on. You know, not exactly an all-around player, but a very good player. Look, I would take either one of these guys on the team if we heard that. You get my point.
Yep.
But Pierre-Luc Dubois, okay? We're talking size. I don't need to go through everything you just said, but for people that just tuned in, we're talking about Pierre-Luc Dubois, probably one of the youngest stars in the league right now. We're up and coming for sure. Has asked to be moved from Columbus. And I asked Craig at the start of the show, would you go after him if you're the Sabres? So Elliot Friedman's coming up at 11, Dan Dunleavy at 10:30. So lots more to talk about. We're going to talk about Jack Eichel's comments yesterday. I got a player here that I'm really excited for, and I'll tell Craig why whenever we get to that. But he's a centerman. And here's my only question. Last minute of – I'm pulling a Craig Rive here, okay? And I'm going to throw a hypothetical in your corner here. Last minute of a game, you're up by a goal. On any team.
Pierre-Luc Dubois.
Should we change topics now?
You're on the ice. Last minute of the game, you're down a goal.
Both. Either one.
If you got to pick one.
I'm going to say this to you with a straight face, and I can say that. I'm going to say this to you with
you're
a straight
smiling.
Face. Just go ahead and say it. Come on. You're going to
Patrick Laine.
You're going to put one of the best goal scorers
Patrick
in the league
Laine.
On the ice.
Listen, I can't even fake it. Patrick Laine. But what's more important, though? Centerman or a winger? Look, I mean, we could go back and forth about this, you know, all day long. I think the Sabres have the assets to get him is what I'm saying.
No, you don't.
Really?
No, because you are going to be moving out without questions of Dylan Cousins, and
yes.
that's just a start.
I'm not saying they would make the deal or should. I'm saying they have the assets to get him if they wanted to make the deal, and it does. You're absolutely right. It starts with Dylan Cousins first and foremost. Next, what's next?
Well, you're looking at a Dylan Cousins, and probably you're looking at, you know, maybe even a Victor Olsen.
Or Sam Reinhart. You're taking on $5 million, and if you're going to keep him, you're going to pay him $8 million.
Yeah, I don't know. Moving on. I love the topic, and I'm going to tell you this. Like, you know, a player like Pierre-Luc Dubois, I don't see why Columbus Blue Jackets would entertain whatsoever even thinking about trading this young player because he's a gem. And if I was Winnipeg Jets right now, who have been looking to move Patrick Laine, then I would be on the phone with the Columbus Blue Jackets GM to try and make a deal for Pierre-Luc Dubois. because both players are stars and they're both 22. One player was drafted second overall. The other player was drafted third overall. They're very comparable. One's a centerman, one's a winger. You know, I think you could probably get this done.
All right. I will get to the player that I'm really excited about or really excited for in a little bit. So stick around for that. Dan Dunleavy at 10:30, Elliot Friedman at 11. And this is definitely something we'll talk to Elliot about. But yesterday, Jack Eichel skated for the Sabres for the first time. By the way, Riv, I'm going to quote you. I'll quote everybody else. I think everybody is in mass agreement. I don't think I'd be surprised if you polled 100 people if it wasn't 100-0 in terms of how good the blue and the royal blue and gold look. Phenomenal, even in practice. So figure that one out. But here's what he said. Guys have to be realistic here and understand that the beginning of the season is not going to be as clean as everyone expects, but that's just how it's going to go. And I read some of the comments after. Excuses, early excuses. This, look, I am not coming to anyone. We both played the game here, okay? These are things you would say or think and expect after a regular offseason. Like if you don't make the playoffs from April to September or even first round elimination to September, some of the other teams might be a little more fresh, but even then they're all going to be a little rusty. There's always rust at the start of the season.
Yep.
So now more than ever. So I think the way I approach this quote, Craig, and you can tell me if you agree or disagree, and either's fine, but I appreciate the reality and the honesty and what to expect. I mean, I don't expect a good brand of hockey from the whole league until maybe like game 8, 9, or 10. I don't know. And the next thing is, I'm not even so much worried about the cleanliness of the play and the synergy and the connecting with everyone. I just want players to stay healthy, not just the Sabres, but league-wide. I don't like seeing players
get hurt. Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but let me tell you something. I don't think there's any excuse. I don't care if Jack Eichel's been off for 2 years. I expect when he plays in his first game that he's going to be up to par and he's going to be able to rock and roll. That's it, period. You go and look at the playoffs last year, Petey. 24 teams made the play-in, okay? I watched the hockey. I was absolutely thrown back by how sharp the hockey was. Immediately, these guys have been in quarantine. They hadn't been on the ice for months. They had a short period of time to get ready. They jumped on the ice. And I thought the playoff hockey this year was, I was shocked with how good it was. It was fast. It was physical. These players were ready to go. They trained, whether it was at their home, riding the bike, on the treadmill, lifting weights, doing things at home to stay in shape. They looked fantastic. I understand what Jack's saying. And I'm going to tell you, the media, and that's what we all like to do. I'm part of the media now, and we like to spin things the way we want it so we can sit here and have a great, big, huge conversation about Jack Eichel's, you know, more or less saying that, you know, there's going to be a little bit of rust here. We've been off for a while. You can spin that any way you want it. The way I look at it is Jack didn't say anything wrong. He was honest. He's right.
Yeah, he's right.
I'll tell you this. Jack Eichel, when that puck drops, I guarantee you he's going to be the top of this game. I'm not worried about Jack whatsoever. I'm not worried about Taylor Hall, Jeff Skinner. I'm not worried about Eric Staal. I'm not worried about any one of these guys. The Buffalo Sabres, when the puck drops on the 14th, they are going to be ready. And they're going to be excited, and it's going to be the first game in a very long time. And these guys are professional athletes for a reason. They treat their body like a machine. Giddy up.
Instigators, we're live on WGR Sports Radio 550. Look, we don't always take calls, but if you want to call us and get in here quickly and tell us what you're excited about most, 803-0550, 888-550-2550, if you want to, you know, say anything about Dubois too. But, no, listen, I agree with you. I agree with you. And, you know, the lineup is a big conversation. And Cousins is here. Cousins and Quinn are both here. One's with the Amerk group. Quinn, and Cousins is going to jump on with the big boys. And lines have been released at least somewhat. I think they'll change day to day here. But for the most part, we have from left to right, Hall, Eichel, Olofsson, Skinner, Stahl, Reinhardt, Reeder, correct me when I'm wrong, because I'm just going off my memory here from what I saw this morning. Reeder, Eakin, Oposo, Sheehan, Lazar, Thompson?
Yes.
Okay. And then you have Mittelstadt, Ruotsalainen, and Asplund. So where's Cousins going? We talk about this every day. So if you're bored of the conversation, listen, there's a lot of expectations, I think, on this kid right now. He just came off a World Junior tournament. He's going to be in better shape than all these guys.
Well, I think what you have to think about right now is Dylan Cousins, in that short amount of time over in Alberta, where they played, Manitoba, at the World Juniors.
It was in Edmonton.
Edmonton, Alberta. You know, there was a lot of emotion that goes into the shortened tournament. You know, you're spiking 1 minute, and then you have to try and bring yourself down because of the emotional part. He just played a very emotional gold medal game, which they came up a little bit short. You know, there's a lot of emotion that has been spent, and you know, he jumped on a private jet and they flew back here to Buffalo so they don't have to go through the same quarantine thing because they were already in a bubble there. And you know, the kid needs probably a couple days. He probably needs a couple days just to allow his body to kind of regenerate. And you know, you can't just throw him right into the fire with the big club where he's coming to camp this year in a very short period, and he's going to get thrown on a line and he's going to be like, you know, sink or swim, kid. I think they're going to play it. They're going to give this kid a little bit of time to kind of get acclimated, get some proper sleep, get some proper nutrition in him.
But isn't part of the problem, though, that there aren't any spots for him? You could easily take someone out and insert him, but who? Who?
First of all,
For the first time, you can't take a first-round pick and insert him in your lineup freely because you have so many players that you want to see, you need to see, you can use that are good players. Better players, a lot better players than we've had here in the past.
That being said, I don't know the way Coach Kruger is going to want to set his lines up. He seems right now that he's looking to really strengthen, the two top lines. You know, you got your Eichel, Hull, Olofsson, you've got your Stahl, Skinner, and Reinhardt. And believe me, those two top lines are fantastic. And then there's a little bit of, you know, you don't really know who the third line is. You don't know who the fourth line is. You know, you have an Eakin, Oposo, and Reeder taking over a position that Zemgus Girgensson had. You know, Coach Kruger looking for Reeder, who's a very, very intelligent player who can play both ends of the ice, who can kill penalties, and they need penalty killers. You have to understand that. So I think the Lions are still a work in progress. I do believe that. I think that they're trying to figure out who's going to go where. If you look at the one line that has, I think, Lazar, Sheehan, and Tage Thompson, I could see if Cousins comes into the lineup, I could see Tage Thompson going to the left side, which he has played in the past. I know he's a right-hand shot, but putting him on the left side with Larson or Lazar and Cousins, but no one really knows. And I don't even want to spend the time to speculate. I have,
well,
in my
listen,
mind,
it's, it, we're not, I'm not speculating lines here. We're what day is it today? I forgot. I thought yesterday was the 10th. Today's the 7th. I was way off. We're 7 days away. I mean, what do you mean you don't want to speculate? I mean, this is like Cousins is going to play.
They have
supposedly
7 days. They have a lot. They have a lot of time, Petey. I believe that they have a lot of time. I know that the coaching staff and the players, it's about making sure that you're getting into the fluid motion of every day, trying to pick up the tempo, pick up the energy and the excitement in every single practice. You'll see things get more aggressive on the ice in the way that they battle against each other. They're going to slowly get into game ready preparation. And is that happening right now? It's starting. It's starting to happen now. That being said, you know, where Dylan Cousins is going to fit in, I don't know. Okay. I don't know, but it's going to be interesting to watch.
Well, Dan Dunleavy is down at practice. We're going to talk to him at 10:30. So we got to get out of here. But I want to mention something. Zemgus Girgensons, if you don't follow him on Twitter, he's at Zemgus94. He tweets out, "Thank you for all the well wishes. I was really looking forward to this season. So I'm very disappointed to miss it. We have a great group of guys in Buffalo, and I can't wait to see my teammates do well this year. I look forward to being back on the ice as soon as possible." So that must have been hard to write. That must have been very hard to write, because you know as well as I do, whether people see him as a big piece or just a piece, you know, I mean, we all view players differently and we all have our opinions and we're all entitled to them. But this is a guy that I like. This is a guy who I liked where he was placed in the lineup. And I really was looking forward to seeing him even evolve more than he did last year, because he really evolved last year into the type of player that we need. And it took a few years. So I'm bummed for him. I really am. Like, I hurt for Zemgus, because he always works hard. And I believe he deserved a shot to play on this team that is so much better after some of the years that he's been here. So go ahead and say what you got to say if you have anything. And then
No. I think he's one of those leaders in the dressing room too, that may not be wearing an A or a C on his jersey, but a guy that's been around this environment for a long time. He's gone through the ups and downs here. And you know what? I mean, I know that he trained exceptionally hard. You know the player that you're getting in Zemgus Girgensons, his energy, his physicality, the ability to be one of the top penalty killers on our team. He's going to be missed. He is going to be missed. We need players like Zemgus, and he will be sorely missed. There's no question about it. But you know what? It gives another opportunity for another player to step up, and that needs to happen.
Well, one guy that's going to step up is Dan Dunleavy. He's coming up next. We're going to talk to him. I got a hilarious Zemgus story from Pat Coletta's golf tournament. I'll share at 10:50, along with that player that I'm very excited for here on the Sabres roster. I'll tell you who that is and why. And I, you know what? I think, Craig, you might agree with this one. We don't agree on much, but we might agree on this one. But we can agree that Dan Dunleavy is coming up next, and we're looking forward to that. WGR Sports Radio 550, The Instigators, with Dan Dunleavy next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back, Instigators. WGR Sports Radio 550, Craig and Andrew. Tell you that Zemgus story at 10:50, and I'll also tell you about that player I'm excited for here on the roster at 10:50 as well. We might be able to get them both in that time frame. Elliot Friedman at 11. Dan Dunleavy joining us on the – is he on the line? He is on the line. Danny, what's up?
What does it mean if I'm on the line? Am I in some court – like, is it some kind of peril or – someone says you're on the line.
I guess in the old days, the phone lines, you were on the line, but I guess now you're, what are you? You're on, what are you?
I'm a bunch of digital characters floating through the air and landing somehow in your ear.
And that's definitely somebody else's. Weird. We know that. There's always somebody else listening.
Yeah, well, somebody.
Don't ever forget that. Dan Dunleavy joining the Instigators. Speaking of lines. They're on the ice right now, Dan?
There's blue, red, and blue and red lines on the ice. They haven't done a lot in the way of line rushes. The top six guys from the past couple of days, certainly just the last 2 days, now that Jack and Victor are back in the mix, they had some early work in some zone short rushes, and now they're starting to do a little bit of end-to-end, but not really line work at this point. It's just kind of one-on-one battles. But your top six guys have stayed together, and then the rest of the group, I'm sure once we get some more in the way of, your bottom six doing whatever they're going to do together, we'll figure out what's going on there with all the changes and battles for positioning.
Yeah, so we talk about that regularly because it's training camp, and there are 7 days left before the season, so there will be jockeying for a position. You don't recognize that voice. It's Dan Dunleavy. You'll hear it a lot. You haven't heard it in 9.5 months. How did it feel to call that game the other day for the first time in a while? Do you like the players? Is there any rust you get rid of? And secondly, who stood out to you that maybe we haven't talked about?
Well, professionally for me, there was a ton of rust. Yeah, it was really, it wasn't odd, but it was certainly needing, just like, I guess, you know, any player in the job you have to do, you had to find your rhythm. Also, in a quiet, absolutely empty building without any game sound in your headset and all the little things that we like to do as broadcasters to kind of bring it to life and help, you know, bring that extra ounce of energy to it. It took a period and a half to kind of get that back into it. And as far as who stood out for me, I mean, I couldn't help but notice just how involved Tage Thompson was in and around the net. Different areas around the net, shots coming down the wing, shots from between the circles, down low in front of the goaltender, standing in front of the goaltender, providing screens. I just thought 72 was doing all that he had to do in order to make some kind of impression on what was the first scrimmage on kind of a weird training camp.
Yeah, Dan, you know, listen, I can honestly say that I'm a supporter of what I think Tage Thompson can bring here to the Buffalo Sabres. You know, it's very unique to have a player that's 6'6", that has now put the time and effort into building up his body, who is now 225, 230 pounds. He played for the National Development Team, which is the top players in the United States at a very young age. That it just means that he has the skills, the hockey IQ, the shooting. Where do you see Tage Thompson moving forward? Do you think at some point in time that Tage Thompson will have an opportunity to maybe play with a Jack Eichel, Taylor Hall this year?
Well, I think, you know what, Ribs, I think if he does all the things, listen, the way the season's going to go, which is so unpredictable, I'm not even talking just from a points, you know, kind of point of view, but just an actual existence point of view, you'd have to think there might be moments where, sure, there's going to be guys that'll be thrust up into positions where, just like the odd time you would have seen Zemgus Girgensons on a top line, and people might have looked at it and said, what's he doing up there? And then here comes the Latvian locomotive doing exactly what he does and adding his own little bit to that top trio. So, you know, I think Tage Thompson at some point in his career will be able to show somebody, once he gets some stability in a role, and that obviously has to come with him being healthy. As you said, he's put the work in, but I think once he gets a normal role within a hockey team and some stability within his own hockey career and his confidence, I just think you'll see this guy's skill set grow. He's got the shot. He's already fired a couple of good whistles here just to start today's practice and let everybody know he's on the ice. And I've watched him, as I say, even in practice here, go to the net, and obviously he's being told to in these drills, but he's going and he's standing, he's putting that frame you talked about right in front of the goaltender when he doesn't have the puck. So as you guys both know, when you don't have the puck, how are you affecting the game, or how are you contributing to your line? And if we're going to have a conversation where do we think he could ever see himself up there on a wing with Jack Eichel and Taylor Hall, I don't know, if I'm head coach and the guy's doing everything I ask, he's skating well, he's handling the puck well, he's not turning it over, and he's that size of a body, and he's coachable, and he's going to do everything I tell him to do. And by the way, he's got a pretty good shot, too, when we tell him just to let it rip. Sure, why wouldn't you give him a look? I mean, we're talking a team here that's trying to find solutions to having some depth in the roster. And I think for all the reasons you've already mentioned, that Tage Thompson, again, I think once he establishes himself a little bit, could put himself in a position where, sure, let's give him a look and see if he can add what we know he can bring to that line. But obviously, starting off, I'd love to see him just get a regular role on a line, some consistency, and as I said, just some hockey normalcy in the guy's life, and let's see what he does with it.
Dan Dunleavy joining the Instigators here. I have a kind of a unique professional, I think it's unique, professional question for you. But I mean, you know, we sit here and we talk about the roster changes and how great it is for, you know, to have all these players, these new players, much better players. Like, it's a much improved roster. I think everybody would agree with that. But to see it, you know, in your job, you know, like how do you view and look forward to watching this new team on the ice in your job and calling games?
Well, certainly as soon as Taylor Hall showed up, I mean, I had flashbacks, and for me professionally, I came out of junior hockey after, I guess, the time Taylor Hall came out of junior hockey. So that year, you know, Taylor Hall and Tyler Seguin and who's going to go first, who's going to go second, and all that conversation, and they were two such different but really good players, as you well know, coming out of the Ontario League and the CHL. It was, you know, for me, knowing now that he's a member of the Buffalo Sabres, I've seen him at the height of his dominating a hockey game, and yes, it was junior hockey, and then once he got to that level again in New Jersey, where he showed what kind of an MVP player he can be. All the years that went on in Edmonton were years that obviously none of us were around, but we certainly witnessed from afar trying to figure out what the heck was going on there because you knew the kind of skill and talent he has. So for me, I'm really excited to watch him with his confidence playing for Ralph. I mean, that was the first thing we all heard come out of his mouth that, you know, look, He's here in part because Ralph Krueger is someone that he thinks can maybe get the best out of his game, and whatever psychologically that has to happen for number four, he thinks that Ralph Krueger can help bring it. Jack Eichel will bring the skill set to complement him as a line mate, and if it's Victor Olsson that's on the wing, and certainly for now at practices, that's another great shot to have over there. I mean, you know, I'm excited to see how dominant that top line can be, because all players we've seen when they're performing within their roles up to their capabilities can be dominant players. I mean, he's going to help with carrying the puck into the zone. It's not always going to be on Jack to do it, although Jack is still the guy I think you want backing off a D more than anybody else. And then you look at the second line depth for me to see Staal playing with Skinner and Reinhart. You know, I just like the possibilities there too. And there's some guys that still, for a lot of Buffalo Sabres fans, you can talk all you want, but people want to see Sam Reinhart on a line that's got, you know, the likes of, say, Staal and Skinner, you know, be a force on this team and be a guy that other teams are thinking, like, who the heck are we going to cover in this top six if Reinhart goes off in a season and he's not playing with Jack Eichel or Skinner gets his scoring touch back? You know, I just think the top six possibilities here are really exciting, certainly from a play-by-play point of view. And I know RJ's looking forward to it without speaking for him. But, you know, there could be some real special moments when this team has the puck. And then on the other end of the scale, when they're defending, obviously, I think a lot of people are just, they're waiting to see if all these new pieces, whether it's a defensive forward or veteran defenseman, and how the goaltenders pan out, you know, if they step up their game as well. But from having possession of the puck, I'm excited to see what these guys can do.
Has RJ said anything to you about, like, how long has been since he's seen a roster this good? On paper, now, granted, we haven't seen, but on paper, what's
no.
that?
No, RJ usually just tells me to get out of the way. That's all.
Yeah.
No.
And we do that, right? And
exactly.
You just respect him. Just, yeah.
And when you give RJ what he wants. But no, I've seen RJ. He was at the rink yesterday for a little bit. And listen, with everything going on in the world, we're not running into each other very much these days, are we?
Right.
I mean, I've even seen you guys. It's just not been happening. So certainly look forward to getting back to it within the next week here and doing what we love to do, albeit it'll be a little bit different, but we're still here and we want to bring some excitement to people in their homes that are going through some tough times.
All right, so Dan, here's my last question for you. Sorry to talk profession. I know sometimes no one likes to really talk about work away from work, but how have you been getting creative with some goal calls? Because you have Staal, you have Hall, you have Eakin, Reeder. You got some, you know, you got some new blood. You got Cousins.
Well, listen, we've had 10 months to just be on our own, whether it be hopping out of the shower or you ask my wife, you ask Brenda. I walk around the house talking to myself most of the day anyway.
Good for you. Are you in the shower going, Hall, yeah. The Staal scores, or Hall, I go back to Hall.
Yeah.
Are you doing that in the shower?
Oh, Brenda's coming down the hall half the time, and she'll just peek through the door, and she'll say, who are you talking to? And it's just, it's nonstop with you.
You're talking to the fans, baby. You're talking to the fans.
That's it. You know, you try to come up with ways and not make it too, you try not to have it too scripted because you want to be, you know, Johnny on the spot, just come up with whatever comes into your head. And but, yeah, you try to have some fun with some ideas. And now that they've had a few days of practice here, you start to think about what might work.
So
they got to score a lot of goals.
Feeling of how the camp has gone so far. Are you impressed with what you're seeing on the ice?
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of real. The players are dialed in as far as attention to detail. You know, the drills are being taken. You know, nobody's just kind of lagging through the drill. Nobody's skating like they don't care and they've got time. I think the urgency here, Rivs, in knowing that in, you know, a week from today. You've got two doses of the grade eight and the rest of the Washington Capitals who just brought a guy named Chara in for the purpose of getting back to the Stanley Cup championship title that they once held. So they're a pretty serious hockey team coming in right away, and you've got a week to figure stuff out. So, you know, even right now, Ralph Krueger's talking with the D. And I know that happens every practice, but to answer your question, they're dialed in. I mean, they're paying attention. They're listening to the message, and this is their time to listen to the coaches, as you know, Because once the season gets going and they're playing a ton of hockey, except for the odd, you know, number of day break they've got set in there as far as the league goes, you guys have both been there. There's the communication line kind of, it's there, but guys are really in their own playing zone and trying to find their own way. So they're dialed in right now. They're listening to the message. They're, you know, they're hearing what Ralph and the staff want them to do. And then you don't even have to have played in the NHL to know that once the games start, there's rules in place, but a lot of times you're going to fall back on who you are, and the coaches are going to live and die with that. So they've got 7 days to listen, and then the boys are just going to probably put her into auto mode that got him here to the NHL and hope for the best.
Well, appreciate your time, Dan. And listen, if you, I got a great goal call for Eric Staal if you want to hear it.
Give it to me.
You know, you do the old whatever, shoots, he scores, right? That's your job, not mine. But then you do the old, because he's a really good-looking guy. Hearts are stolen.
Yeah, you could do that. You know what, actually?
You could do that, but you don't have to. I got that. You know what? I saw a sign once. A girl had it in Caroline, I swear. It said, "My heart stalls for you. Eric, my heart stalls for you." STAALS. I thought it was clever, so I was like, you know,
well, to give you a little glimpse into this end of it, because there might be some aspiring play-by-play guys out there, or gals, to be honest with you. A couple years ago, when the guys were coming back, and I just threw out the cardiac kids had done it again a couple of times, I actually got messages from people saying, "Don't ever use that again, because I have cardiac problems and all this stuff." And just when you're trying to have fun with something, like, all of a sudden you're kind of shot right down and told. So if you said your heart stalls, I'm pretty sure I'd still get some messages from people saying, "Hey, you know, watch it there. You're making fun of heart issues." And that's not the case at all. So,
yeah, well, sensitivity, man. We're at an all-time high. We'll be back. Instigators, Dan, you've been great. Thanks so much for your time today. WGR Sports Radio 550. Quick Zemgus story when we come back. And one player I'm really excited for, Elliot Friedman at 11. More to come.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, welcome back. Elliot Friedman coming up at 11. We're going to go around the league with him. What really happened with Pierre-Luc Dubois? Is he going to Winnipeg? He wants out. And this game in Lake Tahoe, they're not actually playing on Lake Tahoe. So it's an interesting setup. We'll talk to Elliot about that. And some other stuff, of course. So I don't normally do this, but I just want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Nicholas Rive. Happy birthday to you. 13, eh? This is where 13, it gets hard. This is where it's going to get hard for me.
Three teenagers in the house, bud.
Losing the hair by the minute.
Oh, yeah. It's I'm losing the hair, going gray.
Hiding more.
And mostly,
not hair, you physically.
Mostly because of Nick, the 13-year-old. So, anyway.
Well, please wish him a very happy birthday from everybody here. Of course, the Instigators and all of our listeners. We're a big family. So he's one of our family. We don't have much time. Elliot Friedman's coming up. I'll tell you about that player a little bit later. Have to be at 11:30, which is fine. And I think Craig will be interested in this. And this Angus Gergensen story is pretty funny. And if he were listening, you'd probably cheer him up because he'd remember this. It's actually very hilarious. I really screwed him over. I screwed him over big time. Okay. I cheated him out of a Rolex, but I didn't get the Rolex, but he didn't get it either. I'll tell you about that story at 11:30. And Elliot Friedman coming up next. Lots to talk about. Happy birthday, Nick Rive, again. Instigators will be right back. Other side of the break. Hockey night in Canada. Insider Elliot Friedman dropped a nice quote in the Instigator article, by the way. We'll talk about that in a little bit, too. I don't like talking about myself. We'll be right back. WGR 550.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!